Time to head over to New Zealand, talk to our great mate Mick Guerin. The Kiwis are coming this week in Sydney and also an interesting runner at Moonee Valley on Friday night. But there's no doubt everyone's thoughts in Australia and around the world indeed have been with everyone in New Zealand after the atrocities of last week. And for Mick Guerin, who is living through it in New Zealand, condolences to you firstly, Mick. And just want to briefly touch on what's the week been like and how's the spirit over there?
The spirit's good, Mickey. Good morning to you. Big hi to all our friends in Victoria. But look, you get the feeling things have changed and a lot of things will have to change because of this, because New Zealand's always been seen, much like Australia to a degree, as a relatively safe place to live. And for 50 people last week and those who were injured, it wasn't a safe place to live. And you have to react to that some way. So there's going to be, some changes to some of the laws over here. And there might be changes to the way they do some stuff around surveillance and gathering information, which, impinges a little bit on people's human rights. But, obviously what happened last week was a total shock. I mean, Christchurch is a place I spent a lot of time in as a kid. I worked there a lot. You walk past these places, and while you're used to seeing this sort of footage overseas, it's a very different thing when it's in your backyard. Maybe it shouldn't be. Maybe lives overseas are just as valuable as the lives in your own country. But when these things do visit on your own doorstep, it's pretty horrific. So, it's been a trying time, and it's hard to get down to work, and we've had to try and put things in perspective and say to people, hey, this is just racing. We're not trying to pretend this is a big deal in the scheme of the world. But the show also goes on, because, as you know, Michael, if you start changing your life to suit the wants of terrorists and psychopaths, well, then you could change everything. So the show will definitely go on, but, yes, without quite the elements of joy around the racing for the last week or so, and probably for the immediate future.
Well, all our thoughts are with you, and it would be great to see the Kiwi spirit lifted in the racing fraternity with a big win over the weekend, especially in Sydney, where you've got a couple of big guns heading there. Dan's, who was in that two-horse war with Melody Bell. You've got Madison County and Shirley Sacred and Vernaming taking on the Autumn Sun. So, what are we thinking out of the Kiwis? Can we have a Kiwi winner on Saturday at Rose Hill?
Look, I think usually, Michael, when we get to this stage, up to 2,000 metres, Rose Hill can easily run four of the last eight, and on to the ATC Derby, we've run four of the last 11. You tend to see the New Zealanders start to dominate, but of course, usually there's not an Autumn Sun. I mean, he is such a good horse. And I spoke to the trainers of our horses yesterday, and they're saying, look, yeah, our horses are happy with that. We've got good jockeys, and everybody is going to be fine on the track, but the Autumn Sun's a different gravy. So I don't think anybody's thinking they'll win this week, as in beat him in the Rose Hill Guineas. But heading forward to the Derby, if you take the Autumn Sun out of the Rose Hill Guineas field, and I know there was a good field at the Valley last week, he's still probably not a superstar staying Australian three-year-old. So I'm thinking the ATC Derby will fall nicely to some of these horses. P1's Madison County. He's not paid up for the Derby, so he'll need to go really well on Saturday to go into the Derby. Outside of him, Avantage is a very, very good filly. Hard to win fresh up. She's been off the scene for a long time, but she's a good horse. And over the Carnival, I would think she can pick up a good race. I'm not sure the Heavy 10's going to suit her. She's all right on the soft, but if it improves to a soft, yeah, maybe. But she's going to pick up a nice race somewhere if she can bring her best New Zealand form, because she's probably the best filly in New Zealand.
Really? So if you were going to tell the Aussie punters to have a long-range stab at the Derby on one of the Kiwis, who would be the best Kiwi?
Tricky one. A lot's going to depend on whether the weather turns and whether we're racing on heavy tracks. Madison County's probably the best of them. Is he a natural 2-4 horse? He might go back to the Doncaster. So he's not guaranteed to be there. The horse will be in the race with a good jockey, Vern and me. Vern and me's going to have his chance. And Shirley Sacred's probably alongside him. You can bet that them both. I like what on Saturday for a place. I like Zicada in the Mannion Cup. Zicada, he'll plough through the wet track. He's been improving in New Zealand. He just was a run short for the Sydney Cup, but yeah, he'll get his chance, Zicada, this week in the Mannion Cup. If I was having one bet, you can shop around $5, tab.com.au. I thought that was pretty fair, because a lot of the Australian stayers really struggle once they get up to the 2-4.
And we get to see Stephen McKee back at his old happy hunting ground at the Valley on Friday night with Consensus. They've decided to dodge the wet. What can you tell us about Consensus?
Now, I know the horse really well. She's owned by my cousin. So fun. So, look, really strong, good mare. Look, she ran sixth last year in a big race behind Winks. Might have been the QE2. probably 1600's a little bit short of her best. I prefer to see her at 1800 or 2000. She does race on the speed, which, as you know, around the valley is good. They dodged the wet track in Sydney, so that's why she's heading there. Maybe each way. I'm not entirely sure she's a total valley horse because she's quite a long striding horse, so maybe that cancels out the racing on the speed thing. But to be honest, I won't be backing her. I just think, maybe a place chance at best. I'm not keen on her fresh up at the valley. I think it's a tricky place to go, although Stephen McKee, of course, knows all about winning the races there.
There's no doubt about that. Good news yesterday in the world of harness. I saw that the Harness Racing Victoria Board has been reappointed, with harness racing certainly on an upward spiral in this state, and it's on an upward spiral when you leave us with a winner. Is there anything that you like over the weekend?
There's actually a horse racing on at Saturday at Melton called November Guy. No one over there would have heard of it. It's been racing at Manawatu in some of the worst fields ever. It's joined Andy Gass. It's got a chance. It may not win this week, but it's actually got a chance of winning this week anyway, but follow it, because Andy's very good at finding New Zealand trotters and bringing them on. His name's November Guy. The reason he hasn't been winning in these poor fields is he's been racing off 50 and 60-metre handicaps. He goes to Melton this week on Saturday night. He's my little sneaky each way. You might be shopping $6 or $7. I'm not sure what's going to bring it up, because Andy obviously will have a, you know, Andy does give a pick from the bookies. But November Guy, a horse to follow each way over the next couple of weeks.
All right, we will follow that. There's no doubt about that. Mick, great to chat. Good luck over the weekend.
Thanks, brother.
Mickey Guerin giving us all the latest in the world of gallops and harness from New Zealand.